and Taylor's Jukebox.
Music from Toronto music staple Gary LaRocca. He just released an album. It's his first album. It's called Reclamation. And the song you just heard on the jukebox here was called Requiem. He's an instrumentalist for the most part. He does sing on a bit of the record, but most of the time it's just playing guitar. And the late, great journalist Gary 17 had this to say about his music. His sweet, delicate, and inventive tinged stylings on his Ibanez six string are a delight to the ears. Gary is missed, and Gary LaRocca is just getting started. So check out his record. It's amazing. We've got music right now on the show coming up from an Australian Aboriginal singer-songwriter and activist, one of the best known and one of the most prolific, Archie Roach. If you don't know Archie Roach, then you got to get out from the rock that you're under. You may need to listen to the Jukebox Show a little bit more because we play him frequently, but he's definitely someone that you need to know about. He's been standing up for Aboriginal rights in Australia for a very long time. He recently passed away, but his music lives with us. And here he is with Down City Streets on the jukebox.
Down city streets, I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. Crawled out of bushes early morn. Used newspapers to keep me warm. Then I'd have to score a drink to start me up, help me to think. Down city streets I would roam. Use my fingers as it goes. In those days when I was young, drinking and fighting was no fun. It was daily living for me. I had no choice, it was meant to be. Down city streets I would run. Children of my own. Now I have something I call my own. These are my children, and this is my home. I look around and understand how street kids feel when they're put down. Down city streets I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. And there was that I owned. Used my fingers as a comb.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yeah.
that's Polaris Prize winning artist Cadence Weapon from Wild Rose Country. The hip-hop artist and MC is a force of nature and just released a brand new LP into the world called Roller Coaster. He is also a very accomplished writer, wrote a book not too long ago. The song that you just heard is called Exceptional, featuring Jacques Green. Now, Rolly, which is his actual name, now lives in Hamilton and swears up and down that Hamilton is one of the best-kept gems in Canada. I can't say I disagree. A lot of people have moved there, especially artists, because they've been forced out of Toronto's pricing market, and it has created a wonderful art scene down there in Steeltown. My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. We got music coming up from Sam Mangwana, who is a Congolese-born musician. Also, Bobby Womack is on the show. Now, Bobby is a staple in the rhythm and blues and soul era back in the 1970s. This song that we're going to play for you is called Across 110th Street. It came out in 1972. Now, little known fact about Womack, he actually got a start as the guitar player, the guitarist for none other than Sam Cooke. Now, that's a wow in my book. Caleb Hakel is on the show with a song called Turning Around, and he is a Canadian singer-songwriter and troubadour, was the frontman for the Sun Harmonic, and this is off his brand new record, My Mind is Like a Radio. Before we get to that, let's get to the Grand River's Shawnee Kish. Got to hang out with her at the Junos and get to know her a little bit better. We've known each other in passing for quite some time, and she is a wonderful soul and wonderful warrior. Here is Shawnee Kish with For Me on The Jukebox.
Why are we waiting? What are we worthy of? This world keeps changing, and I'm trying to keep up. I've been trying to keep up. This ride hasn't been an easy road. My head rush, it runs the show. The heart should be the safest place. To want something, not know what it is. It's what I've been trusting. Does it even exist? We're lost in the unknown, desperate for inner peace. Maybe we'll find ourselves out there.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Apanhou o pau nas costas, o capataz pretendia que ele
Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. What are the most brilliantly colored birds in the world? Are they the birds of paradise with their stunning arrays of blues and reds and golds? Or perhaps the dazzling jewel-like hummingbirds? Or maybe the fantastical lineup of exotic pheasants? Today on Bird Note, fruit doves, one gorgeous group of birds. Fruit doves are forest-dwelling doves of the South Pacific, found on island groups like the Philippines and New Guinea. There are 54 different species, most about the size of a mourning dove or a bit smaller than a pigeon. And fruit doves do, indeed, eat fruit, especially tropical tree figs. The combination of bold colors in fruit doves are unmatched by any other group of birds. She's known as the beautiful fruit dove, has been described as having a jungle green back and a Granny Smith apple green head, a magenta crown, a lemon yellow and mango belly bordered with mulberry, a periwinkle face and chest, a laser lemon beak, orange yellow eyes, and tickle me pink feet. It's nearly impossible for words to do justice to this array of hues, but we can picture it as we listen. We'll share some photos on social media and on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.